Today's daf is Vachim Daf Yud, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Amid Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss this very long sugya of Shaloi Lishma, specifically Achatos Shaloi Lishma. So Achatos and Pesach are the two exceptions. Those are the two karbonas that if the Kohen would bring one of the Dalet Avodas Adam, Beshinui Kodesh, or Shinui Bailin, when the carbon was brought, instead of having in mind L'shem Chatos, the carbon, the Kohen would have in mind L'shem Oilo, or instead of having in mind the true Baal HaKarbon, he would have in mind somebody else. The halacha is that not only is this carbon not Olu L'Bailin L'shem Chayva, but in fact the carbon is going to be possible. The Gemara had brought a memra, or several memras, that the great Rav said over in the name of a Chacham named Mavoik. And the spirit of what Mavoik was saying, after the Gemara edited Mavoik's memra a few times, was that not all chatos were created equally. Specifically, Mavoik was talking about the chatos nachshon. The chatos nachshon is the chatos that Nachshon and Aminodov, he was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, brought when the Nesiim brought their karbonos, b'yom Chanukas HaMishkan. We know that all 12 Nesiim brought karbonos for the first 12 days after the Mishkan was inaugurated. The Yom HaKamas HaMishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so Aleph Nisan Beis, Nisan Gimel Nisan, straight through Yud Beis, there were karbonos. The karbonos are mentioned independently, although each karbon was exactly the same. The Torah chazers over each one, over and over and over again. In Parshas Nasai, we can probably all lane those Parshas Baal Peh, we've heard them so many times. It's because the Torah chazes it over 12 times in Parshas Nasi. Either way, the first one that was brought was Nachshon ben Aminadav, and that's known as the Chatas Nachshon. Either way, what Mavoik said was that even though Nachshon's Chatas was called the Chatas, the Pasuk says, Sir Izem Echel the Chatas, but it was very different than an ordinary Chatas. An ordinary Chatas is Bala Kapara. Nachshon's Chatas wasn't coming to be Mechaper for anything. And being that it wasn't coming to be Mechaper for anything, it's what we would call in Kachem terminology, it was Doiroin. Like the Gemara says, an Oilo is Doiroin Ba'alma. That Chatas was Doiroin Ba'alma as well. And Mavoik tainted that being that this Chatas is Doiroin, essentially it should be like an Oilo. And it could be it would impact the Halachas of Lishma. So two things Mavoik said. Number one, if a Kohen is bringing a carbon chatos, and instead of having in mind l'shem chatos chelev, for example, if that's what he's bringing, he had in mind l'shem chatos nachshon. So you would think he had in mind chatos l'shem chatos. It shouldn't be a problem. Said Mavoik, no. That chatos nachshon is doyrin. It's like an oila. So it's if he had in mind chatos l'shem oila. Chatos l'shem oila is going to be possible. He said the opposite would be true as well. If the Kohen brought a carbon, and he had in mind that nachshon should be neschaper, so the halach is it would be kosher. It wouldn't be a shinui baile. Because we know for shinui baile, the halach is the opposite of shinui kodesh as it relates to the mina machrib or the lav mina loy machrib. You need chaveri dom yadidei. It's only if the kohen had in mind a person that's mechuyev carbon like this bala carbon is. And being that Nachshon was chayev chatas, but his chatas that he was chayev wasn't an ordinary chatas, it was a doiroid. It's like he had in mind the kohen to bring a chatas on Misha mechuyev oila. Chatas on Misha mechuyev oila, we know is kosher. So either way, a fascinating idea that you have a chatas, a real chatas that was once brought, chatas nachshon that the Gemara discusses here in the sugis of Shalei Lashma, and what the Gemara seems to be saying is that that chatas is really not treated like a chatas in halacha. It's treated like an oila. Either way, more on this theme. Amar Rav, chatas chelev sheshachta l'shem chatas dam. If a kohen brings a chatas chelev, means he brings a carbon chatas for somebody that ate chelev b'shoikik. And he had in mind that it's a chatas for someone that ate dam b'shoikik. Or l'shem chatas avodas kechavim. He had in mind that it's being brought for someone that was over avodah zarah b'shoigig, the halach is kshera, it's going to be kosher. L'shem chatas nazar, l'shem chatas mitzayra. If he had in mind chatas nazar, chatas mitzayra, he had in mind that he's bringing the chatas that a nazar brings or a mitzayra brings, psula, then it's going to be possible. What's the reason? Hani oiler sinu. Because the chatas nazar and the chatas mitzayra are like the chatas nachshon. They too are not bala kapara. And being that they're not bala kapara, we treat them in terms of the sugyas of shalei l'shma as an oila. So if we treat them like an oila, so you have the same halacha that it's not viewed as a chatas l'shem chatas, it's viewed as a chatas l'shem oila. So it's true. When a kohen is bringing a chatas chelev, he doesn't have to have a mind l'shem chatas chelev. If he has a mind l'shem chatas dam, or l'shem chatas avodas kechavim, despite the fact avodas kechavim is in a whole other parsha, it's a bamidbar, it's not a vayikra, that's fine. It's still going to be kosher. But if it's l'shem a chatas that's doiroin, that's not even bala kapara, that's a game changer. That's like chatas. chattas nachshein, that's going to be kosher. Boy, Rava, chattas chelov sheshachtel l'shem chattas to tumas mikdash v'kodesh amah. What would be the halacha? The kohen's bringing an ordinary chattas chelov, and he has in mind l'shem a chattas that a person brings when he is nichshal b'shoigig in tumas mikdash v'kodesh. What's unique about the chattas of tumas mikdash v'kodesh? So we should know that by now. That's a korban oil of yoyer. Does it mean that it's a korban oil of yoyer? It's not an ordinary chattas, and maybe it's not the same. Now, me, I mean, do we say karis gemoisel that tumas mikdash v'kodesh of his chorus, just like chattas chel of his chorus, so therefore it's pashut, it's going to be okay. Eiduma in kavua kamoisa. Or maybe, being that it's a different type of carbon, it's not a chattas kavua, but rather it's a carbon oil of yoyred, so maybe it's going to be considered shaloi lishma. Gemara says Rav Acha Brei Rava Masni Kulu Lipsu. Rav Acha Brei Rava, he had a different version, a different girsa in how you look at this. He said that any time a kohen brings a carbon chatas and he has in mind a different chatas, even if it's chatas chelov l'shem chatas dam or chatas chelov l'shem chatas avodah zarah, even then it's going to be possible. My time of the shachat oisol l'chatas l'shem oisol chatas. It has to be l'shem that chatas. So Rav Acha Brei Rava, his girsa in Rav was the opposite of what we just said. We just said that Rav said that if a kohen brings a chatas chelov and he has a man l'shem chatas dam, l'shem chatas avodah zarah, it's going to be kosher. It's only if he has a man l'shem chatas nazar, l'shem chatas mitzayra, is it going to be possible? Because, like the Gemara says, hani oilis neno. Because we look at them at doyer. We look at them as chatas nachsha. But if it was l'shem, a chatas that's a real chatas, even though it's a different chatas, it's going to be kosher. That's where Rav Acha Brei de Rava kicks in, and he says, no, kulu l'psula. Oiso lechatos l'shem. Oiso chatos. You have to have in mind the exact specific chatos that you're bringing. I'm a Rav Ashi, Rav Acha Brei Rava. So Rav Ashi told Rav Acha Brei Rava, Boi Rava, Heichi Masnisula. If that's what Rav said, if your version in what Rav said over in Beis Medrash is right, how do you understand your father's kasha? How do you understand Rava Shaila? What was Rava Shaila? Rava wanted to know what's the halacha with regards to a chatas oil of yod. So Bishloima, if sometimes it's kosher chatas l'shem a different chatas, and sometimes it's pasul chatas l'shem a different chatas. So Rava wanted to know where does oil of yod fit in? Is oil of yod like a chatas chel of l'shem chatas dam? Because at the end of the day, they're both for chayvi krisos. Or maybe being that it's oil of yod as opposed to kavua, maybe you look at it as a chatas nachshon. You look at it as a chatas mitzayra. But if you're gonna tell me that every chatos, the shame of different chatos, is always possible. So what was Rav Shaila? Oh my lays, Rav Acha Brei Rava said, Anam b'shinu b'ayla masnin, lo b'hochi masnin lo. We have a whole different girsa. We hold that Rav Shaila wasn't commenting on this halacha of Rav, because there'd be no shaila on this halacha of Rav. Because you know what Rav's halacha was? That anytime you bring a chatas for a different chatas, it's always possible. It has to be l'shem oisa chatas. But Rav had said a different halacha, and it was regarding the other halacha that this shaila was being asked. What was that other shaila? Chatas chelov sheshach lamish mechuyev chatas dam. If a chatas chelov was brought, not with shini kodesh, but shini bailam, it was brought on behalf of someone that's chayev, a chatas dam, or v'chatas avidas koychavim, the halacha is psula. Why? Because you brought a chatas, amisha mechuyev chatas, chaver dum yedidei, that's shinui bailam 101. Amisha mechuyev chatas, nazav chatas mitzayrik she. But if you brought it on behalf of someone that's chayev chatas, nazav chatas mitzayra, it's over there that it's going to be kosher. Why is it going to be kosher? Because we look at it as an oilo, so it's as if you're bringing a chatas, amisha mechuyev oilo, ubayin lahachi, and that's where Rava cleared the shayla. Boy, Rava chatas, chayev shashach, amisha mechuyev chatas, tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. If the chatas chayev was brought on behalf of someone that has a chayev chatas, tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, do we look at him as a chaver dum yedidei? Or do we not look at him as a chaver dumi didei? Mao, me, I'm reading chorus kamaisa. It is dumi didei because he's chayev chorus. Oitoma in kavua kamaisa. His chiyev is a different chiyev. Take, that was the shayla. And chanami, the shayla was never asked with regards to shini kodesh. But shini kodesh is no shayla. Shini kodesh, it's very, very simple. The definition of chatas, said Rav Acha Brei Rava, is it has to be the same chatas. And the minute the kohen thinks for a different chatas, that automatically is going to make it possible. Where there's wiggle room is with regards to shini bailam. That's a different halacha. Shini bailam, where it's possible if it's chaver dumi. So then we have a more specific definition of what chaver dumi didei is. Amisha mechuyev chatas kemoisa, that's chaver dumi didei. If it's a different type of chatas, like a chatas nazar chatas mitzor, it's not chaver dumi didei. And that's where Rava had a shayla. He wasn't sure. Where do you place the chatas oil of yoyer? Is the chatas oil of yoyer looked at as dumi didei? Is it not looked at as dumi didei? Either way, exhale. As we are about to start a very, very festive sugya. This is a sugya when you're learning yeshiva. You roll your sleeves up and you get really into it. The truth is, the sugya, discusses primarily the laws of Pigel, and for us right now to get into Pigel is way too premature because we barely know what Pigel is. We know there's a Shver Rashi about a Kamed Afei about Pigel. That's pretty much the extent of our ideas of Pigel right now. So we'll go through the Gemara, we'll do what we do, and then Mietz Hashem, in the next few weeks when we really get into the Sugyas of Pigel, we're going to refer back to this Sugya because Chaim Briska and the Briskerov, they took major Yesoidis in Pigel out of the Gemara we're about to learn. But before we learn the next Gemara, just one Ha'ar. That is, the Gemara mentioned over here the Chatas Nachshon. So we said, what was the Chatas Nachshon? That was the Korban Chatas, the Nachshon ben Aminadav brought. He brought it b'yoyim Chanukas HaMishkan. You know, when the Mishkan was finally erected on Rish Chodesh Nisan, for the first 12 days, there were Korbanos that were brought by the Nesiim. Each Shevet brought his own Korban. And the first Shevet to bring a Korban was Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. The pasuk says, "Vayhi amakriv b'yom harishon es karbonin Nachshon ben Aminadav l'mat Yehuda." And then it says, if you think about it, it's a little surprising that Nachshon ben Aminadav was the first Nasi to bring a carbon. You would think, who should have been the first one to bring it? Reuven. Reuven was the Bechar. So if Reuven was the Bechar, shouldn't it have been Reuven that did it? So the Medrash asks the Kasha, Omer Rab Shimon ben Yechai, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. It's a Medrash in Parshas Nasai, Parsha Yud Gimel, Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, I want Nachshon to be the first one to bring the carbon. You know why? Misha Kidesh Eshmi Bayam. Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one who jumped into the Yamsa first. He was the one that was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. He was the one that facilitated the miracle of Kriyas Yamsov more so than anybody else. Hu Yakriv Tchila. He should be the first one to do it. And it's for that reason, says the Medrash, that when it came time to bring the Karban HaNesiim, Nachshon ben Aminadav would be the first one to jump in. I saw in the Znaim L'Torah, Psalmon Tzurotskin, he says a Dover Niflo. He says, read the Pasuk. Vayhi HaMakriv B'yei Marishon Es Karbanoi Nachshon ben Aminadav L'mat Yehuda. And then the Pasuk continues, Vik Karbanoi Karas Kesef Achash Shlishim U'meyam Mishkolim Mizrak Echad Kesef Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, right? Then the Torah goes and details exactly what the carbon was. But the first pasuk, it begins, the carbonite. You don't begin a paragraph. You don't start a story, and. Right? You have to say something first. Then you can say, and. Vikarbanai, vav is mechaber. Vav is being meisef al inyan rishay. There's no inyan rishay. This is the first day. It's the first carbon. It should have said, karbanai, karas kesef achas. What's vikarbanai? Emma says, the Medrash asks the kasha already. The Medrash says there's a lot of symbolism in the ois vav. But the Znaim L'Torah says a dover niflo. He says that maybe, I'll pee this Medrash, why was Nachshon ben Aminadav zoicha that he was the first one to bring the carbon? It's because he was the first one to jump into the Yamsuf. In other words, he made himself into a carbon. He was makriv himself on the altar of the Yamsuf. He gave his life up, like Yitzchak Avinu did. He was ready to jump it. Now, he believed in the miracle, but he was the makriv harishon. Because he gave himself up as a carbon, he was willing to take that risk. Memela vikarbonai. There'll be another carbon that he'll be zeichet to bring first. That's the vikarboni karis kesef achas. That's the vav over here that's being moisef alin in rishon. But there's a lumdus in this gemara as well. The lumdus is that even though the pasuk refers to Nachshon's carbon as a sir izim echel chatas, that was one of the carbonos that he brought in this cocktail of carbonos, but still that chatas, the gemara says oylihi, because they're ma'amo. Because what's unique about a carbon chatas? That it's mechaper. This chatas wasn't mechaper. This chatas was like an oila in the sense that it was a gift. If you go through the psukim, so the pasuk says that the karbonoi karas kesef achas, shloishim u'meya mishkolo, kaf achas, asor ozom leya keteres, parechot ben bokor, ayil echot, kesef echot ben shnosoi lo'oila, sirizim echot l'chatas. The achroinim ask that we know that a chatas was always brought before an oila. We had it in the daf last week. Chatas always comes before an oila. It's a mishnah perikol adodur at the end of the mesechta. If you read the psukim, it sounds like this carbon was different. Par echad ben bakar, ayol echad, keves echad ben shnosoy la'oil. And then afterwards, the pasuk says, the reason mechad chatas. Doesn't it sound like the oila is being brought before the chatas? Shtelzich defraga. I thought a chatas always comes before an oila. So why in Nachshon and Aminadav's carbon is the oila being brought before the chatas? So I saw in the chatzal, Sashar, and he says, a pasht the teretz. He says, Gevaldik. The Gemara said on Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Tanya Rav Shimon Bayichai Yomer, Rav Shimon Bayichai, who was Dairish time in the Krah. See, he was Dairish time in the Krah. He said, why is it that the Chatas always comes before the Oiva? He says, because the Chatas is like the praklet. He's the attorney. He's the advocate. The praklet walks in front of the Kisei HaKavod, in front of the Bezin Shalmaila, and he fardins kapara on behalf of his client. That's what the chatos does. The oil is a doyrin. That's a gift that you give the king. The gift that we give Hashem for giving us kapara. Who walks in first? The proklet, and then afterwards the doyrin. Right? First, the attorney does what he does, and then you do what you do. So the chatos comes before the oila, because if you understand what the chatos does and what the oila does, it makes sense that the chatos should come before the oila. The oila is a doyrin. That's something you give at the end. So says the Chafetz Chaim Sashar, and that was true for an ordinary chatos and an oila. But the chatos nachshon, the Gemara says, oila hi, it's doyrin ba'alma. Over here, the chatos is also doyrin. If over here the chatos is also doyrin, it's a zilbasar time, there's no svara that the chatos should necessarily come before the oila. Because the chatos is doyrin and the oil is a doyrin. If the chatos and the oil are both doyrin, so now already, all bets are off. Now we can sit down and ask ourselves, should the oil come first or the chatos come first? A few reasons we can give for why the oil should come first. Number one, the oil is tader. Tader v'she'inu tader, tader kaidim. The oil was brought every day, twice. The oil is atomid. It was brought by boiker, v'sakev v'sasheni the oil was also more kaddish. It was kulei kol. So in svara, the oil should come first. Narvas is a svara. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said because the chatos is the praklet and the oil is the doyrin. The praklet comes before the doyrin. That's all true ordinarily. But over here, it's not that way. Being that over here it's different, here it's going to be different. But just one other ha'ara, and that is, so we have here a big chiddush. It's a very important nugget to take away from this gemara, and that is that there's an idea of a karmic chatos that's not bala kapara. Ordinarily, you think that a chatos was always mechaper. And every time you find the karmic chatos in the Torah, you have to mutcha a little bit to try to find the source of what exactly it's being mechaper for. In this Gemara, it's a little mashma, not that way. The Gemara refers to the chatos nachshon, the chatos nazir, and the chatos mitzayra as oilois ninhu. Why are they oilois? Because all they are is dairim ba'alma. And it's something that's really, really shvet. Just to bring out the kasha for one maramakim, and that is the well-known Ramban. It's Yoduah, the Ramban, in the parasha of Nazir. So the Nazir, Bashlamas Nizirusa, used to bring three karbonas. He brought a chatos, he brought an oila, and he brought a shlomim. And the Ramban says, I understand why a nazir would bring an oila, I understand why he bring a shlomim, but why did he bring a karban chatas? What avera did the nazir do that he has to bring a karban chatas? So the truth is, machlekes in the Gemara, whether the nazir is a chayte, whether the nazir is a kaddish. So bishlam, if you hold the nazir is a chayte, the Ramban doesn't say this, but it's obvious, then it's not so shver. Nazir is a chayte, so he needs a kapara for being a nazir. But according to the Mandama that says that a nazir is gara kaddish, what do you mean? Is a halagayid? He's an ascetic. He decided he's going to be pirish from Tanuga Yelam Azeh, specifically wine that could bring Lide Avera, Kalaroya Saita Bikul Kula, Yazir Atzmi Minayayin. So he's a Kaddish, has a Hela Gamesh. So if he's a Hela Gamesh, why in the world does he have to bring a Karban Chatas? That's Yudua. We speak this out all the time. We have a raid bite on this, where the Ramban says that the reason the Nazir has to bring a Karban Chatas is not for what he did, but it's for where he's about to go. Because this Nazir just showed himself. He showed the world, he showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he's capable of. This is a person that's capable of lifting up his game to the point that he could be Pirish mitanuga yoyim hazeh. He did it for a stam nazirus lamed yoyim, or for whatever exactly the kitzvah of his nazirus was, but he showed that he's capable of much greater things. Now when he completes his nazirus, says the Ramban, he's going back to live a mundane life, it's still dafet kapara. Not for where he's coming from, but for where he's going. We once suggested that maybe that's why Yom Kippur night, right after Ma'ariv, the first thing we say is, V'hu rachum, yichap ramim v'lo yashchis. And the Bali Musar asks, I don't understand, you just finished Yom Kippur. Ne'ila, the avoida, what are you saying V'hu rachum for? You're asking Hashem for forgiveness? What do you do? Between Ne'ila and Ma'ariv, what's the V'hu rachum yichap ramim? So we once suggested, along this line, that maybe the V'hu rachum is not for what you did. You can malachi asharis right now, but it's for what you're going to do. It's for where you're going. You just finished an Elul and Yomanei Ram and Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You just showed what you're capable of. Like that Nazir, that Stam Nazir Islam and Yoyim. You had the 40 days of the Yimei Din that you showed what you're capable of. And now what are you going to do, Matzi Yom Kippur? We do what we do. So now you're going back to live your mundane existence. Before that, Dafim bringing a Karban Chatos. That's for Hurachim Mechaparovim. But I'm comparing. You see the Ramban's mutching. What's the Chatos Nazir? Because every Chatos has to have a purpose. Every chatos has to be l'shem kapar. I saw the Keren Oir is matmi on yesterday's daf. The Gemara had a tzad that a Pesach shaloi bezmani shaloi l'shma, if you thought l'shem chatos, it should be a chatos. Freak the Keren Oir, the Im Toimar, he doesn't understand how the Gemara could have a havamino that a Pesach should suddenly become a chatos. Chatos is bala kapara. What is it being mechaper for? Doesn't it have to be mechaper for? So he says in Islam this, maybe it's similar to a chatos that was brought to machshava l'shem chulin, where the Gemara says, the lav mina loy machrivba, but it's going to be like, alu labayim l'shem chayva. So you see, there's a concept If you think about it, it's geschmack. Of a chatos, that's not bala kapara. He says there's precedence for it, maybe. But he much is very shtak, because a chatos you think has to come to kapara. Here we have a whole sugya not that way. We have a sugya that seemingly treats certain chatos in the Torah as oilos, so much so that if the kohen would think chatos, l'shem that chatos, it's a machshava shalei l'shma. It's like a chatos l'shma oilos. Vos tutzachta. The Emes says, if you think about it, it's even more shver. Because Rashi, in the parish of the Nesiim, twice says that the sir izanecha l'chatos that was brought by the Nesiim was brought like kapara. Sir izanecha l'chatos. This is by the makriv harishe nachshu ben aminodav. Says Rashi, one line. L'chaper al kever hatohoim tumasafik. So whatever that means, kever hatohoim tumasafik, but one thing, I do know what it means. Mechaper. Mechaper means it's kapara. It's coming to be mechaper. By the Nasi Liyeh Masheni. See reason. So the second Nasi brought his carbon, Nasanu Bansur. He was the Nasi of Shevet Yusachar, the Loim Deiteira. So Rashi says, why did he bring a Sirizim? L'chaper al-Mechiris Yosef. Shenema v'yishchetu Sirizim. So it was Bala Chaper. Well, it's Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says, Oilus Nenu. They weren't Bala Chaper. So you have to say that the Emes says the Oilu was also Bala Chaper. Right, the oiler was mechaper on Chavi Aseh. You see it throughout the Masechta. The Ramban in Parshas Vayikra brings from Shimon Bar Yochai that it was mechaper on Hirhuri Aveira. Ha'oiler al ruchacha. The oiler was mechaper on things that you think in your ruach. Aye, the Gemara says the oiler was dairin. So you have to reconcile that idea. We spoke about that on Friday. So in that same vein, we're going to have to say the same thing with regarding the Karbon Chatos. A Chatos was always mechaper for something. That's why the Ramban muches in the Chatos Nazar. That's why Rashi in his Pirush Al HaTorah is finding things to attribute the chatois that the Nesirim brought, they must be coming to be mechaper. I, the Gemara says, oilos ninu daira. Sure, the oil is also mechaper, but it's called daira. There's a nafgamina between a carbon that's in its essence a mechaper, such as the chatos and the asham, and a carbon that's at its essence daira. But even a carbon that's at its essence daira, there's still an element of kapara. It's an idea that we need to flesh out a little bit better. But for now, we have one of the more lumdish sugyas in Seder Kachin, Zokta Gemara. So what exactly is a machshavas pigel? So till now, we've been learning about a machshavas shalei lishma. Machshavas pigel is similar to machshavas shalei lishma in that a kohen's doing one of the dalet avodah sadam, and he had a machshavas zara. He had a very, very bad machshavah. Doesn't mean machshava, doesn't mean dibur, mishnah malach safik, Rashi in Perek Tav Nishcha, Tosfos in Perek Amavki, Tosfos in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Yirmiyahu Masechet Zevachim, the Stimus Lashon HaRabbah in Perek Yud-Gimel Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim, we spoke about that raid yesterday. But the point is that we're talking about a Kohen who's doing one of the Dalet Avodas Adam, Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilach, Zrika, he has a bad Machshava. What was his Machshava? So the classic case of Pigel is where he had in mind to either eat the Basar of the carbon that he's bringing Chutz Lizmanoi, or chutzlam koimis. So every carbon had to be eaten in a certain place and with a certain amount of time. So if he had a mind to eat the basar chutzlam mani chutzlam koimis, that would trigger a pigel. The carbon now becomes very, very problematic. Additionally, if he had a mind to be makter the emurim, chutzlas mani chutzlam koimis. Finally, if the kohen had a mind to do the shvichas hashirayim, chutzlas mani chutzlam koimis. If the kohen had a mind any one of those machshavas, it's a machshavas pigel. Although, whenever you talk about pigel, you say chutz l'zmanei chutz l'mkoymei, there's a very important difference between machsheves chutz l'zmanei, machsheves chutz l'mkoymei. Machsheves chutz l'zmanei is mochamer. So if a kohen has a machsheves chutz l'zmanei, the basar, the carbon becomes pigel, ha'ichel mimenu, schayiv koris. If a kohen only has in mind a machshev of chutz l'mkoymei, there it's not going to be a machsheves pigel. So the classic case of machsheves pigel, you have to internalize this, is where the kohen had a mind to eat the basar, be makta de emurim or do shvichas shirayim. That was the leftover blood after the zrika. Either chutzim zmani chutzim kami. The makarta is two psukim in the Torah. The Torah mentions pigel twice. It's in Parshas Sav, and then, interestingly enough, it's in Parshas Kedoshim. So Parshas Sav, that's the Parshas of the Karbonis. The Pasuk says, V'hem heyochel yeyochel mipsar zevach shlom avayim ashlishi, lo yeyrotze, hamak revoysoy lo yeychoshiv, that was the subject of the raid in yesterday's daf, this pasuk. So the pasuk's talking about pigel. The other pasuk is in Parshas Kedoshim, similar pasuk. Says the Gemara, the Lashon HaPasuk in both places, when it talks about pigel, is says the Gemara, Zvachim Yud Gimel Amud Beis, B'shtei Achilos Achosim Medaber. The Torah is talking about two types of Achilos. Achas Achilos Adam, V'achas Achilos Mizbeach. And that's where we learn that if the machshava was that Achilos Adam should be Chutz L'zmani Chutz L'mkoyme, Achilas Basar, or the machshava was that the Achilas Mizbeach should be Chutz L'zmani Chutz L'mkoyme, such as Haktaras Emurim and Shlich HaShirayim, that's going to trigger a Machsheves Pigel. Stating that, the basis for the Gemara we're about to learn is that there's another type of Machsheves Pigel. And that is, if a Kohen was doing Shechita or Kabbalah and Hilacha, and at the time that he did that, he had in mind to do the Zrika Chutzal Zmani Chutzal Kohen. So he wasn't thinking to eat the Basa, be Makta De Emurim or Shvich HaShirayim, what the Gemara refers to as Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach. He had in mind to do a Zrika Chutzal Zmani Chutzal Kohen. That too would trigger Machsheves Pigel. Now first clients are going to tell me, why is it such a Chiddush? If the Braisa says that the criteria for Machsheves Pigel is to have in mind Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach, and what's Achilas Mizbeach? Haktaras Emurim or Shvich HaShirayim, the Mizbeach is eating, so to speak, the Emurim or the Dam, so why should Zrika be different? Shouldn't Zrika also be Achilas Mizbeach? So that's already where Reb Chaim kicks in. That's not for this morning. But regardless, that is true. That although the Braisa, the Ikar Braisa, that you give them on the base, when it discusses, Machsheves Pigel, discusses a pigle of Lishem, Achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach, and defines it as Achilas Basa Chutzas Mani Chutzam Koimai, Haktaras Emurim Chutzas Mani Chutzam Koimai, Shvich HaShirayim Chutzas Mani Chutzam Koimai, that Braisa was Tana V'Shaya. There's another type of pigle, and that is where you're doing one Avoida, and you have in mind to do a different Avoida, the Avoida is Hazrika Chutzas Mani Chutzam Koimai, that too is considered a Machsheves Pigle. Zok the Gemara on that note. It Mashachta L'Shma, Lizrik Tama Shalei L'Shma, if a Kohen did the Shechita L'Shma, so a Kohen is bringing a carbon chatas, and he has in mind that the chatas and the Shechita that he's doing right now should be L'Shem Chatas, with Alehi Durim. But at the same time, at the time that he did the Shechita, he had in mind that when he does this Zrika, he's going to do this Zrika Shalai Lashma. Is that a problem or is that not a problem? So if he would do the Shechita Shalai Lashma, that's the first Mishnah. He didn't do the Shechita Shalai Lashma. B'shas the Shechita, he had in mind that this Zrika is going to be Shalai Lashma. Zok the Gemara, Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. So we know we're learning a serious sugi. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Psul, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible. Rish Lakish, Amar Shkshera, Rish Lakish says it's kosher. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Psul, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible. Mechashve me avoida la avoida. Because you could have a Machshava Psula if you're doing one avoida and you have a mind to do a different avoida with a Machshava Psula. V'yalfinim Machshava is Pigel. You know what the Makar is Pigel. Just like Pigel, if you would do the Shechita, have in mind to do the Zrika, Chutzal Zmani Chutzal Koimai, be a Machsheves Pigel, such Shalai L'Shmat, Haynes Rabbi Eichon, it could work the same way. If I do the Shechita and I have in mind to do the Zrika, Shalai L'Shmat, that's also going to be possible. Shlokosha Makshera, Eimechaj Me'avayda La'avayda. No, a Shechita Shalai L'Shmat means when you're doing the Shechita and you have in mind that the Shechita should be Shalai L'Shmat. But if you're doing the Shechita and you have in mind that the Zrika should be Shalai L'Shmat, you're Mechashev Me'avayda La'avayda. No, V'loyalfina Me'machsheves Pigel. And you can't learn from Pigel. It's true, Pigel, you have precedence for such an idea. You had in mind the Shasta Shechita to do the Zrika Chutzal Zmani Chutzal Koimai. That's Pigel. Lo Yalfinan Shaloi L'Shma Mi Pigel. Zok the Gemara Mazul Tamai. This Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is L'Shita Sayu. A Gemara Masechtas Avida Zara. A Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin. In other words, a Gemara we had twice recently. Hashleicha Des Abeheim Amon Aslis Rikdom Alavi Des Gechavim. We know that the Dalet Avodos that were done for Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody would do those Dalet Avodos for Avida Zara, the Halacha is that he's considered an Oved Avodah Zarah, even if it's not Darke Bekach, it would be considered Avodah Zarah. And Haktaras Emurim as well, and Shvich HaShirayim, right? Not Dafke the Dalet Avodah Zarah. But there's an idea, if somebody does something that was considered Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah, it's considered a problem. Zok the Gemara, what happens if somebody Shechts a Behema, not Kotchen, Behema Schulet, and at the time that he does the Shechita, he has in mind that he's going to do an Avodah with the dam of this animal that he just Shechted, La'avodah Zarah, Al-Menas, Lizrek Dama, La'avodah Zkechavim, or La'akter Chelba, La'avodah Zkechavim. So if he would do the Zrika La'avodah Zkechavim, he would be Makter Chel of La'avodah Zkechavim, that's La'avodah Zarah 101. That's not what he did. What this person did was, he Shechted an animal, and he had in mind, the Shasta Shechita, that he's going to do Zrika, he's going to do Aktara, L'Shem La'avodah Zarah. Is he an Oved La'avodah Zara or not? He was mechashem me'avoda la'avoda. Rabbi Yechon Masura. Rabbi Yechon says also mechashem me'avoda la'avoda. Because yeah, that is enough for it to be considered a machshava la'avoda zara. V'yalfina chutz mipnim. What's the makar? Pnim. Kachin. Where do you see this idea by kachin? Pigel. What does chutz mean? Avoda zara. V'yalfina chutz mipnim. We learn avoda zara from machshavas pigel. Rish Lakish Shabbat Mutaris. Rish Lakish says it's mute. Ein mechashem me'avoda la'avoda. V'lei yalfinan chutz mipnim. No, you don't learn from machshavas pigel. Shu by pigel, you have this idea. Shechita al menas to do zrika chutz zmani chutz koimai. That's true. That's a Machsheves Pigel. But you don't learn Machsheves Chutz, Avodah Zarah, from the laws of Pigel. So it's the same Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish had this Machlekes regarding Shalei Lashma, whether you Machashe Me Avodah LaAvodah. Do we learn Shalei Lashma from Pigel? And they had the same Machlekes regarding Avodah Zarah. Do we learn Chutz Mipnim? Do we learn Avodah Zarah from Machsheves Pigel? Says the Gemara, why do you need a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, both regards to Shalei Lishma and with regards to Avodah Zarah? L'chur, it's the same machlokes. Do we learn from Pigel? Do we not learn from Pigel? Said he could have argued either by Machshava Shalei Lishma or by Avodah Zarah, and I would have known L'chur one from the other. So the Gemara says, Tzricha, because Vyash Minim Baha, had we only had the case of Avodah Zarah, I would have thought Baha'am Reish Lakish. Maybe Reish Lakish says that Ein Mechazim Avodah L'Avodah Dafka B'Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is Chutz, he doesn't learn Chutz Mipnim. Avo by Shalei Lishma, where you're learning Pnim Mipnim, Ein Mimoy D'Leil Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe there is going to be Moy. Yes, Mina Baha, had we only had the case of Shalei Lishma, I would have thought Baha'am Kam Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe only here Rabbi Yochanan says Mechazim Me Avodah L'Avodah. He holds you can learn Shalei Lishma from Bigel, because you can learn Pnim Mipnim. Avo by he. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Ein Mimoy D'Leil Reish Lakish, that that's why we needed this machloikis in both cases. Again, what's the shayla? The shayla is, a kohen is doing the shchita of a karban chatas. He has in mind the shchita should be l'shem chatas. But he has in mind that when he does this zrika should be shalai l'shma. Rabbi Yochanan says that's the same machshav as shalai l'shma, it passes the karban. Reish Lakish says no. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, mechashve me'avoidu l'avoidu. Reish Lakish says no, ein mechashve me'avoidu l'avoidu. What's the mekar? What would be the source to say mechashvin me'avoda l'avoda? Rabbi Yochanan says yafina mi'machshav es pigel. Isn't that the case by all pigel? Pigel. If someone does the shchita al menas to do the zrika chutz l'smanah chutz l'koyma, you see it's machshav apisalus. Why should shalai l'shma be different? Reish Lakish says you don't learn from machshav es pigel. So the Gemara yes, Rabbi Dimi Amar. Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he reported back ki yadua. So he said, "Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah, listen, you're Rabbi Yochanan. I heard a gevaldig kasha from Rabbi Yochanan, which in essence is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. V'Rav Eila, listen, you're the Reish Lakish, and I heard a gevaldig kasha from Rabbi Eila, which in essence is a raya to Reish Lakish." And he explained, "Rabbi Yirmiyah, listen, you're Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah brought a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. He said as follows: L'chura, shouldn't mechashv me'avoda la'avoda be true?" Mikal v'chaymer u'ma b'makim shema marini shaykh chutz l'zmanei shu kash shachtei amanasa zogdomi chutz l'zmanei pasul. If a kohen at the time that he does the shchita would have in mind that the shchita is going to be chutz l'zmanei, now it's a silly machshava, it doesn't even make any sense. How could you have in mind while you're doing the shchita b'zmanei to do the shchita chutz l'zmanei? Whatever. But the point is, if a person would do the shchita chutz l'zmanei avada, it would be kasher. That's not pigel. But if you do the shchita al menas to do the zrika chutz l'zmanoi, that is possible. So makim shemam areini shaychet shalei l'shma possible. Then certainly by shalei l'shma, where if you have a machshava shalei l'shma at the time that you're doing the shchita, meaning you're thinking that the shchita that I'm doing now should be shalei l'shma. Shachtei al menas lizrik dami shalei l'shma. Certainly then, if you have in mind b'shas the shchita that you're going to do the zrika shalei l'shma, inay din shi yehei possible. So Rabbi Yirmiyah taina that l'chur Rabbi Yochanan and Svar, based on the mid of Kal v'chaymer, I think is right. Because shalei l'shma seems to be more chomer than pigel. Because shalei l'shma, if you have in mind to do the avodah that you're doing shalei l'shma, it's a machshava apiseles. By pigel, if you have in mind to do the avodah that you're doing chutz l'zmanei, it's not a machshava apiseles. So l'chayra haloi davarhu madachta davar kal pigel. If you haven't, you could be mechashav me'avodah l'avodah. So certainly the davar chamor shalei l'shma, you could be mechashav me'avodah l'avodah. But maskef lo Rav Bar Ilai. But Rav Bar Ilai said, I don't understand where Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha was. What's the right Rabbi Yochanan? Maluchutz l'zmanei shekein kares. There's an obvious. But you're telling me shalei l'shma is more chamor than pigel. I don't think shalei l'shma is more chamor than pigel. I could argue pigel is more chamor than shalei l'shma. How so? Kares. If you eat from basar pigel, you have kares. No kares when it comes to shalei l'shma. Elo amar Rav Bar Ilai hachi kamer. No, what? Rabbi Yirmiyah meant to ask, the rai Rabbi Yirmiyah was bringing a rai to Rabbi Yochanan was from a kal v'chaymer, but not from chutz l'zmanei, it was from chutz l'koymei. Uma makim shemam areini sheikh chutz l'koymei, shu kasher, madach if a person would do the shchita. With a machshava that the shchita should be chutz l'koymei, it would be kasher. Shachtei amanas l'zrik domi chutz l'koymei pasol. It's, but if he has a machshava, me'avoida l'avoida, at the time he's doing the shchit, he has a mind that the zrika should be chutz l'mekayim. That's possible. Malkum shemam areini shoychet shaloi l'shma shu possible. Then shaloi l'shma, where if you have a mind that the shchit itself should be l'shma, is possible. Shachtei amanas lizrik dame shaloi l'shma einoy din shei possible. So the same exact kal v'chaymer. We're saying that shaloi l'shma is more chomer than a machshavas pigel. Why? Because shaloi l'shma, if you mechashiv in this avoda, it's possible as opposed to pigel. But we're not learning it from chutz l'zmanay. We're learning it from chutz l'mekayim. What did we fardin? What did we accomplish by switching from chutz l'zmanay to chutz l'mekayimay? The percha. The percha was ma'al chutz l'zmanay shekein chayiv karis. The only time there's a chayiv karis is where it's a machsheves chutz l'zmanay. That's what we spoke out in the intro. If it's chutz l'mekayimay, there is no chayiv karis. So the churish shaloi l'shma is more chamor than chutz l'mekayimay. So madach by chutz l'mekayimay mechash v'mei avoyda l'avoyda. Certainly by shaloi l'shma mechash v'mei avoyda l'avoyda. But maskev for Rav Ashi said, I have a problem with this as well. Because madach chutz l'mekayimay shekei noyeg b'chol hazvachim. Chutz l'mekayimay has a chumrah, a maila, so to speak. It's noyeg in all karbanis. It doesn't matter what carbon you bring. It could be a noyla, a toida, meiser, behema, bechor, any carbon that's brought with a machsheves chutz l'mekayimay, the carbon becomes pasul. Toimer b'shaloi l'shma yesh einu noyeg el b'pesach v'chatos, as opposed to shaloi l'shma, which is only noyeg b'pesach v'chatos. So again, chutz l'mekayimay has a chumra. So why are you assuming shaloi l'shma is more chumra than chutz l'mekayimay? You could have a percha. Maybe chutz l'mekayimay is more chumra than shaloi l'shma. El amar Rav Ashi halchakam. This is what Rabbi Yirmiyah asked. Ma b'makin shema marini shaykel l'shem pleini shu kasha. Liz Reik Domei, Lishem Ploini Pasol. The Kalva Chaymer was not from Machsheves Pigel, not from Chutz L'Zmani, not from Chutz L'Mekayimay. You know what it was? It was from Shinui Bailen. Shinui Bailen, which is one of the two types of Machsheves Shaloi L'Shma that passes a carbon, is unique in that the only time a Machsheves Shaloi L'Shma of Shinui Bailen is a problem is if the Kayan had in mind that the Zrika is going to be done by Shinui Bailen. That was one of the four chumras, if you remember, on the Aftalut and Aleph, on the bottom of the Gemara, that the Gemara said Shinui Kodesh has over Shinui Bailan. That Shinui Kodesh, if you're thinking B'shah Shchita, that the Shchita should be L'shem Oila, that's enough for it to be Pasul. Kabbalah should be for the wrong carbon, that's enough for it to be kosher. But Shinui Bailan, you need to think B'shah Shchita Kabbalah Hilacha, that the Zrika should be L'shem somebody else. Because Shinui Bailan is, in its essence, that the wrong person should be neskaper, so you have to think kapara, and the ikka kapara is through the zrika, so you have to be three kings zrika. So Rav Ashi said that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. He tainted madoch im amar harini shoychel l'shem ploini shehu kasher. If somebody would have a machshav of shinui bailam b'shashchita, so the kohen is bringing Reuven's chatas and he has in mind b'shashchita, I'm shechting for Shimon. Das is garnished. But lizroik domay l'shem ploini possible. But if at the time that he does the shchita for Reuven, he has in mind that when I do this zrika, I'm going to have a mind Shimon. So makim shemam areini shoychet shaloi l'shman shu pasul. So shini kodesh, where if you have in mind b'shas the shchita, that the shchita itself should be b'shini kodesh. Shachtei amanas lizrik damen shaloi l'shman einoy din sheyehei pasul. So the kal v'chaymer is not from machsheves pigel. The kal v'chaymer was mineyu bein from shaloi l'shma. Shini kodesh from shini bailam. L'chura shini kodesh is more chama than shini bailam. Why is it more chama? Like the Gemara said in Daf Dalet. Shini Kodesh is more chomer than Shini Bailam. Shini Kodesh, every avoda you could have a Shini Kodesh. Shini Bailam, you always have to be thinking Zrika. It's chal during any avoda. But while you're doing the avoda in the nusach of the machshava, you have to have Zrika. So l'chura, madach Shini Bailam, which is chal. Mechaz v'mei avoda l'avoda. So Shini Kodesh ha-chomer, certainly mechaz v'mei avoda l'avoda. That, Rav Ashi said, was what Rav Dimi reported back from Rav Yirmiyah. This was the greatest raya to Rabbi Yochanan. A raya that mechaz me avoda l'avoda when it comes to Shinui Kodesh is kal v'chaymer mishinui bayim. Madach Shinui bayim, you have mechaz me avoda l'avoda. So to Shinui Kodesh l'chura, you should have mechaz me avoda l'avoda. Rav Eila siyul Reish Lakish. Rav Dimi said that he heard a raya to Reish Lakish as well. Rav Eila brought a raya. He said that going back to Daf Dalet, when the Gemara went through all the makayrus for shaloi l'shma, so we had a makar for shchita, we had a makar for kabbalah. We had a makar for Zrika, and the Gemara worked out halacha as well. So says the Gemara, Rav Eila said that I don't understand. Loi toimar b'zrika. Why did the Torah have to write a pasuk by Zrika? Couldn't it not have said that Zrika has to be l'shma? V'teisi mikal v'choymer mibinaya v'shchita v'kabbalah. I'd be able to learn it out from shchita v'kabbalah. Rashi explains. I could learn from shchita. If shchita has a din l'shma, then certainly Zrika should have a din l'shma. What are you going to tell me? Shchita had a chumra. What was the chumra in Avdalit? machshava shaloi l'shem oichlin b'karben Pesach, kabbalah teichiach. So the chura from a mahatzad, from shchita and kabbalah, shouldn't I be able to learn zrika? Now that means the Gemara asks this kasha already in the Avdalah. We're going to get to that in a moment. But for now, Rav Eila said, so why did I need a pasuk b'chlal to tell me that zrika has to be l'shma? Why can't I learn? We're going backwards, right? Why can't I learn zrika from shchita and kabbalah? The reason is it's coming to tell me that the only time a machshava of shalei l'shma is a machshava apitzelos by zrika is if you had it in mind b'shas the zrika that I'm doing the zrika shalei l'shma. But if I would be mechashiv b'shas shchita that the zrika should be shalei l'shma, that not. We're emphasizing that zrika shalei l'shma b'shas zrika is considered a machshava shalei l'shma. But a machshava of zrika shalei l'shma b'shas one or the other avodah is not. So what was the great Sariah to Rish Lakish? The Raya was from the fact that the Torah had to tell me a parasha in the first place of Zrika Shalei L'shma. Why can I learn it from the Matzah? The Teretz is, the Torah is coming to tell me not Zrika Shalei L'shma. That I could know from the Matzah. But emphasis on only when the Machshava Shalei L'shma of Zrika is B'shas to Zrika, where it's not Me'avayda L'avayda. But if the Machshava Shalei L'shma of Zrika would be B'shas Shchita, it'd be M'chash Me'avayda L'avayda, in M'chash Me'avayda L'avayda. In other words, Reish Lach is a Shita, but the Gemara says, Maskev L'Rapapa. Rapapa asks, number one, Meduma the M'chash Me'avayda L'avayda. Maybe the Kroy Yisera of Zrika Shalei L'shma is not to teach me kula of ein mechash me'avayda. It's just the opposite. It's a kray yaseira to teach me a chumrah, an added type of shaloi l'shma. The Torah is telling me shaloi l'shma by zrika when it didn't have to teach me a kula, to teach me when there's no halach of zrika shaloi l'shma. Wouldn't it make more sense to say Torah wrote an extra parasha of zrika shaloi l'shma to tell me an additional hechitimtza of zrika shaloi l'shma? But the Gemara holds him came lishtei kramine. No, because if that were the case, Torah should have said nothing. V'teisim mikal v'chaymer the Rav Ashi. Because once I have Rav Ashi's kal v'chaymer, I could learn mechash me'avayda l'avayda by shini kodesh kal v'chaymer mishini b'aylin. So at this point, I know mechash me'avayda l'avayda. I don't need a kroya seira. So if there's a kroya seira, can't be coming to tell me that mechash me'avayda l'avayda. Because although it's a chiddush, but now that we heard Rav Ashi's Kal V'chaymer, it's no longer a Chiddush. It's one of Yud Gimel Yud L'Shatayr Nidreshes. I know it. It's like Mefurish. That's something that I know. So what then must be the Kroy Yisera teaching me? Not a Chumrah, but rather a Kula. The Idach says the Gemara, what's Rav Yechanan going to do to all this? The whole thing doesn't get onto first base. Because it's all predicated on Loi Toymar Bezrika, V'teisi Mikal V'chaymer, right? What was this grace of riot to Rish Lakish? Why do you have to tell me Shloi Lashma by Zrika? I should know Zrika from Shechita v'Kabbalah. We've already addressed this on Daf Dalet. The Gemara already said that Shechita and Kabbalah have a Chumrah that Zrika doesn't have. Malahanach Shechim Tunai Safai V'yeshna b'chatois ha'pnimiyos. Shechita Kabbalah had to be bit Safin, number one. And number two, you had it b'chatois pnimi just like you had b'chatois chitzain, as opposed to Zrika that wasn't Bitsafin, Zrika was on the Mizbeach. So wherever the Mizbeach was, that's where the Zrika was. It wasn't Bitsafin Azar, number one. And number two, the Zrika that was done on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin wasn't done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the one that was done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi wasn't done on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. They're different Zrika, it's at its essence. And as a result, you have two Chumras, so you can't learn it from there anyway. So you have this whole basis falls by the wayside. Because it's all predicated, this Raya, on an extra parsha of Zrika Shalei L'shma. There's nothing extra. Why would you think it's extra? Because I can learn it from Shechita, but I can't learn it from Shechita v'Kabbalah. Okay, how's Rish Lakish going to answer that? L'chura, you're telling me you have an extra parsha because I couldn't learn Zrika from Shechita, I can't learn Shechita v'Kabbalah. Tzofin echatas mi v'idach hashtamiyah b'shlam kayam. He said no, because where did the Torah write Zrika? What's the ikar parsha of Shalei L'shma? Shechita, Kabbalah, Lachas. Where do we learn Shalei L'shma from? Which carbon? Shlomim. Shlomim is Kachim Kalim, so there's no Din Safin. Shlomim was brought in the Mizbech HaChitzin, since anyways wasn't brought in the Mizbech HaPnimi. So within the parish of Shlomim, the Shechita of Shlomim is Tuna Tzafin. The Shechita of Shlomim is not Tuna Tzafin. It's Kachim Kalim. The Shechita of Shlomim was on the Mizbech HaPnimi. It wasn't. It had to be in the Mizbech HaChitzin. So within that world of Shlomim, these Pirchas aren't Pirchas. As a result, he held they weren't Itmar, Shachta, L'shma, Lizrik, Dama, Shalai, L'shma. So we had Machlaikis, Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish, whether Mechashvim, Me'avoda, L'avoda, or not. Says the Gemara, other Amiram argued in this same Shailas as well. Again, Shachta, L'shma, Lizrik, Dama, Shalai, L'shma. Rav Nachman, Omar Psula, Rambah, Omar Kshera. The Gemara says, V'hoda be Rabba, some change the girsa to Rava. You find Hoda be Rava throughout Shas, this idea. Maybe that's a shtickle smach that we mean Rava, but either way, V'hoda be Rava, Legabi Rav Nachman. Why? So originally, Rava held like Rish Lakish. Then he heard this Kal V'chaymer of Rav Ashi. He came around to Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that although the first shita is not only chatas, also ashen. And Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that? It's very simple. Back to the envelope arithmetic. What's unique about a chatas? It's baal chet. Asham is also baal chet. Ma chatas psula shalei lishma, af asham pasul shalei lishma. At first glance, it sounds like it's a mamatzino. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Drashas, man. Mamatzino. Just like you find the chatas, which is baal chet, shalei lishma is pasul. So to asham, that's baal chet, shalei lishma is going to be pasul as well. Tanya, a braisa that elaborates on shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, chatas baal chet, the asham baal chet. Mach at the shalei lishma psula af osham shalei lishma pasul. Oh, Mali Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Yehuda, "Lo, remember bechata shekein damal amaylo. I can find you a chumra that chatas has, and that is that when they used to spritz the dam of the chatas, it was lamaylo. So what does lamaylo mean? We know there was a chut hasikra. There was a chut that divided the mizbeach into an upper part and to a lower part. Most karbonos, the zrika was done lemata michot asirka, on the lower part of the mizbeach. The chatos's zrika was done lemaila michot asirka. Incidentally, I saw brought down b'shem the chdush harim, the Ger Rebbe. He said, why is the chatos zrika done lemaila michot asirka? He says, because the chatos was balik kapara. It was mechapa chavi krisos, and the Torah is coming to be meramis that b'mokim shabali tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gemurim yichayilum lama. You think you're bringing a carbon chatos? You just did a terrible avera. Chabafila plats in the base amik. Does reluctantly you're even walking in and they're allowing you to bring a carbon, you mechal Shabbos, you even have a desire, you just did something very, very terrible. You know what the Torah says? Your carbon dafka is going to go lemaila. It's going to go on the upper part of the mizbeach to show you chshivos, because b'mokim shabal yitshuvin oimdem ein tzadikim yuchaylim lamayit. Either way, so says the Gemara, so Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, chatos has a chumra over an asham. The chatos is brought lemaila michot hasikra. So maybe there's shalei lishma is possible. Mechatesi Yosha, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told him Pesach yechicha. L'chayik bring a raya from the Pesach. Shedomei lamata. The current Pesach was lamata michot hasikra. V'shachta shalei lishma possible. So you see that lamayla michot hasikra is not a svara when it comes to shalei lishma because the current Pesach. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua told him Mala Pesach shekein zmani kavua. But Pesach you can't learn from either because Pesach is mani kavua. Erev Pesach, Beinu Arbaim. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told him, Chatos Techiah. I hear, but Chatos is not Zman Kavua. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, the bottom line is, you're not going to be able to learn it out. Chizrani Chalila. You can't learn it from Chatos, you can't learn it from Pesach. You can't learn it from Chatos, Domus Lamayla Michot Asikra. You can't learn it from Pesach, because it's Zman Kavua. So the bottom line, Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Eliezer, you had a business. You have no way of learning this halacha. The Gemara stops here, amazingly. What should the Gemara have done? Matzat. I mean, that's the obvious thing you're supposed to. Gemara's going to ask the kasha later. But for now, the Gemara says, Chazer Rabbi Eliezer v'donoi dinacha. Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, let's try something else. You know, I know that an asham is like a chatas, that just like a chatas, shaloi l'shma is possible, so too, an asham shaloi l'shma is possible, because chatas nemra bahu b'shchita. And we learn from there, hu l'shma k'sheira shaloi l'shma p'sula. U pesach nema bai hu b'zvicha, by pesach, v'amartim zevach pesach hu, hu l'shma kasher shaloi l'shma p'sula. Af Asham Nemabaihu. So the Khuru we can learn Hulishmay Kasher, Shalai Lishmay Pasal. So Rabbi Eliezer says, what's the makar that Chatas is Pasal? It's the word Hu. What's the makar that Asham Shalai Lishmay is Pasal? It's the word. I'm sorry, Pesach Shalai Lishmay is Pasal? It's the word Hu. So Asham has the same word Hu. If Asham has the same word Hu, I know it's Pasal. By the way, look at the top Tosfos. That's the makar. The makar that Chatas is Pasal is from the word Hu. We learned a very shvera daf together that brought us the makar to Chatas. Halavai, it would have been as simple as the word who. It wasn't that simple. It was quite complicated. Chatos Nazar, Chatos Mitzayra, we had Mahatzads. It was Lebedig. Here the Gemara seems to say it's merely the word who. So the Gemara brought this who already earlier. And Av, Hey Omid Beis, and Tosfos says, Le'il Pirash, it's Tosfos Kasha. But either way, Tiny Rebbe Eliezer. That it boils down to the word who? Oh, Asham, I found the same word. That's how I know that Asham, Shalei Lishma is going to be possible. Probably Rabbi Yeshua. Well, you can't compare the who that it says by Chatos and Pesach to the who that it says by Asham. Because Chatos never by who b'shchita. And therefore we learn who Lishma kasher, Shalei Lishma p'sula. Pesach never by who b'zvicha, who Lishma kasher, Shalei Lishma p'sula. Aval Asham never by who elu achak taras emur. When does it say the word who? By the carbon ashes, the third time the Gemara brought this in the beginning of the Masechta. It says it by the Akhtaris Emurim. The who answers Shalei Hukhtar Emur of Kasha. Akhtar itself is not Ma'akiv. So how can it be that a Machshava Shalei Lishma Bishas Akhtar is going to be Ma'akiv? Who that it says by Chatas and Asham, I hear. Because it says it by the avoidus that are ma'akiv. So you'll tell me, not only are the avoidus ma'akiv, but as well. But you can't tell me that who, that it says by Asher has anything to do with the worldly ikuva. Who and ikuva don't coexist by Asher. Because the who is by Akhtara. And Akhtara gufa is not ma'akhtara, it's shiari mitzvah. What was ma'akiv in a carbon? Shechita, kabbalah, ilach, azrika. Anything beyond that is not ma'akiv. So if it's not ma'akiv, then l'chura, there's no way it's coming to teach me the halacha shalei l'shma. So Rabbi Eliezer had a take three. It's not from a mamatzinu. We knocked that out. It's not from who? That doesn't work. So Rabbi Eliezer said, I'll tell you how I know that the Asham's like a chatas. Arei yoyim kechatas ka'asham, ma'achatas shaloi l'shma apostle, af asham shaloi l'shma apostle. It's not a ma'atzad. It's not from the word who. It's from a hekish. Kechatas ka'asham. Hekish? Now you can't ask me kashas, Rabbi Yeshua. Now you're out of business. Because A, Meshivin, Allah Hekish. So at this point, if I have a Hekish, you can find me 9 reasons why Chatos is different than an Asham. But at the end of the day, I have a Hekish. Now the Mishnah, he didn't seem to say Hekish. He seemed to say Chatos Ba'achet, Asham Ba'achet. That's why Rabbi Yeshua's initial reaction to Rabbi Eliezer was, oh, you're coming from a Mamatzinu, I have a Pircha. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says, it boils down to a Hekish. Amar Mar, in the initial exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, the thought was Rabbi Eliezer was learning it from a Mamatzinu. Chatos is Ba'achet. Shaloi l'shma is pasul. So Asham, that's ba'achet. Shaloi l'shma should be pasul as well. What did Rabbi Yeshua tell her? Rabbi Yeshua said, malachatas, it's l'mayla michot ha-sikr. So he said, Pesach techech. Malapesach shkein zmanik kavua. And Rabbi Yeshua told him, chazrani chalila, that's it, you're done, you're stuck. You can't learn it from Pesach, you can't learn it from chatas. Freik the Gemara, v'lahadur dino, what do you mean? V'laisi b'mahatzad, why don't we make a tzad ha-shava? You're going to tell me that Chatos is the Maile Mechut HaSikra? Pesach Techech. You're going to tell me Pesach is Smani Kavua? Chatos Techech. The Chazra Adin Lai Roi Zekar 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 Roi. That's what a Maat Zad is. So the Gemara, Mishum Dikalim Refech. The reason the Gemara didn't go there is because the Gemara knew there was a very easy out to this Maat Zad. It didn't even start. The Gemara didn't even have to speak out the Mahatzad. I mean, it did now. But initially, the Gemara didn't think that it even had to speak out the Mahatzad. Because Mahatzad, Ashova, Shubham, Shehin, Yesh, Bem, Tzad, Karis, Chatos is both for Chayvi Krisos. And Pesach, if you don't eat the Karbet Pesach, you're Chayiv Karis. So being that there's a Tzad Karis by Pesach, and by Chatos, that's why it was understood memela that Mahatzad would never fly. I'm the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lo yim amrit bechatos shekein dama lemaila." What was Rabbi Yeshua's pircha on the initial Mahatzad, on the initial Mamatzino, that you want to learn Asher from Chatos? This is Ba'achet. That's Ba'achet. Malachatos shekein dama lemaila. Fake the Gemara. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua pick a different chumra? I mean, you want to go down this road? You want to find chumras that Chatos has over Eila? I would have picked a different one. On Yom Kippur, there was rikas that were done with Nayvel of Nim, and those rikas were from a carbon Chatos. Isn't that a chshivas that a Chatos has over an Asham? Asham never went with Nayvel of Nim. So the Gemara says, "Bechatos hachitzayni is coming up," because he was going to come back and tell you Chatos chitzayni is also shaloi l'shma apostle, and that dam can't go with Nayvel of Nim. But the Gemara says you could have had a different chumra. Shem nichnes dama l'fnim psula. There's a halacha, very interesting halacha. It's called the psul pnim. What's the psul pnim? That if the dam of a carbon chatas that was supposed to go on the mezbeach hachitzin was in the azara, it was in the courtyard, entered the heichal, that's where the menorah was, and the shulchan, and the mezbeach hapnimi, if it enters the heichal, it becomes psul. So usually, when you think of psulim and mechitzas, you think of the psul yoytze, that basur that leaves its mechitza becomes psul. Dam that leaves its mechitza becomes pasul. There's something called psul pnim as well. It's counterintuitive. You would think it went to a holier place, but that's not halacha. A chatas that's supposed to go on the mezbech hachitza belongs in the azara. It's not let it go into the heichal. If the dam of that chatas goes into the heichal, it's a psul pnim. So that's a chumra that chatas has over asham. So why didn't we say shem nichnas dam of lifnim? You're telling me because you're talking about a chatas chitzain. That's why you didn't mention the chumra that it goes lifnai v'lifnim. Zok fakert. Tell me the chumra is that it can't go lifnim. So the Gemara says, Islay the Rabbi Eliezer afa asham, because Rabbi Eliezer happens to hold, that's his shita in Shas, that the carbon asham also has the psul pnim. So it's not a chumra. Why didn't we say shekei mechaperes al chavi krisus? Why don't you say simple? Initially, when you were looking for a chumra and chatas over asham, why don't you say chatas is chumra is it's bechaper chavi krisus? Because he knew the answer. Mechatas teshmiyas akol. Shvus eidos, shvus bitoy. That's not chavi krisus, and you still bring a carbon chatas there as well. Why don't we say shekein tuna arba matanois? When the carbon chatas was brought, there were 4 zrikas that were done, in contrast to other carbonas. Achashishtayim, shtayim shayarba. It wasn't 4 matanas, Rabbi Shmuel. Because the Gemara thought that Rabbi Eliezer would answer, he was like Rabbi Shmuel. Domer kala domim tuunin arba matanois. all damim, all karbonis need four matonis. Why do we say shekein to unal arba kronos? Chatzis has a chumrah that it has to be not just four zrikos, but it has to be on the four corners of the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, I hear. But alitameich, I mean, the truth is, we can find other chumras. Ha'ika etzba, the chatzis had to be done with the etzba, with your finger. Ha'ika karen, ha'ika chud, it had to be on the spitz of the corner. Elachad mitrei klas time yinoka, we picked one or two out of several that we could have picked. And chanami, if you want to go down this road, there are others that we could have said a little bit more Gemara. Amamar, amalei Rabbi Yeshua, lo yamamrit, Rabbi Yeshua said, loy im amrit bechatos shekein domoy lemailo michut hasikra. And that was why Rabbi Eliezer couldn't learn it simply from a mamatsinu from chatos, but rather he had to come on at the end to the hektish of kechatos kosher. Look, the Gemara, limely Rabbi Eliezer, why did Rabbi Eliezer say oshem nami domoy lemailo? It's the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara thinks, holds that an Ashem Shalai Lishma is possible. How does he know that? Because a Chatas Shalai Lishma is possible. And he holds, Chatas is Balchet, Ashem is Balchet. I think that an Ashem should be like a Chatas. Zok, Rabbi Yeshua, there's a Chumra that Chatas has over Ashem. Chatas is brought Lamaila Michot HaSikra. Ashem is not brought Lamaila Michot HaSikra. Tainus the Gemara. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds that the same Mamatsinu that teaches me that an Ashem is like a Chatas, that Shalai Lishma is possible, teaches me that just like a Chatas needs to be brought l'mayla mechut ha-sikra. An Asham also needs to be brought l'mayla mechut ha-sikra. If that's the case, Chatas is not going to have a chumra over Asham. Rabbi Eliezer should tie it back. Any chumra that you're going to find that a Chatas has over Asham, I hold Asham also has. Because just like I hold Shaloi l'shma is possible by Asham, because I learned it from Chatas, I'll hold that Asham has a din of l'mayla mechut ha-sikra. I'll learn that from Chatas as well. So the Gemara says, Amr Abayo, Asher doma l'mayla l'mas ha-sam. You can't say that an Asham is doma l'mayla mechut ha-sikra. And we have another cheshbon here. Amr, why? Kavuchayim me'ayla. Because you'd have to make a kavuchayim me'ayla and say, ma oyla shi kolu doma l'mato. Ma doch oyla, which is kule kolu, is a mato mechut ha-sikra. Asham she'ina kolu kol shkein. There's no way that an Asham should be more than an oyla. An oyla that's kule kolu is l'mato mechut ha-sikra. An Asham should also be Lamata Michot HaSikra. But the Gemara says, Madlo, Oyla Shekinene Mechaperis. Oyla is not Mechaper. Maybe that's why it's Lamata Michot HaSikra. Asham is Mechaper. But the Gemara says, Chata Sa'if Teichiach. Chata Sa'if is also Lamata Michot HaSikra. And it is Mechaper. But the Gemara says, Mal Chata Sa'if Shekinene Minzevach. It's not a carbon. Oyla Teichiach. Oyla is a carbon that's Lamata Michot HaSikra. Leiroi Zeker Roize. Veleiroi Zeker Roize. Hatzad HaShova Shavahem. What do you see from the Tzad HaShova between Oyla and Chatas Oif, an interesting Tzad HaShava, Shein Kodshin Kodoshin V'dam HaLamata. They're Kodesh Kodoshin V'dam HaLamata. Afani Yovi Asham Shun Kodesh Kodoshin V'dam HaLamata. So the Gemara held that. You know why Rabbi Eliezer couldn't hold that an Asham is like a Chatas that is L'mayla Michot HaSikra? Because at the end of the day, you'd have to contend with the Tzad HaShava of Oil and Chatas Oif, which are Kodesh Kodoshin like the Asham, and they're Damoy L'mato Michot HaSikra. So it would make more sense to say that if Oil and Chatas are Oif L'mato Michot HaSikra, Asham should be L'mato Michot HaSikra, and don't learn from the regular Chatas, that's Kodesh Kodoshim, that's L'mayla Michot HaSikra. Amalei Rav mi parzakilu Rav Rashi, v'lifroich, I have a kash on the Kal V'chomer. I don't think you should learn from this Kal V'chomer of Oil and Chatas, because Mala Tzad HaShov HaShov HaShem, Ke'in Lam Kitzvah. There's no Kitzvah, there's no minimum dollar amount that the respective carbon has to be worth. Ta'imid ba'ashem she'esh le'kitzvah, an Asham had to be worth at least a certain amount of money. You couldn't find an Asham on sale to such a degree, and no, it had to have a certain chashivus of mammon. So the Gemara says, must be, you can't learn Asham necessarily from Chatas Haif and Oila. If that's the case, you could learn Asham from Chatas Behema. So you could say that just like a Chatas is L'mayla Mechot HaSikra, the Asham is also L'mayla Mechot HaSikra. If that's the case, what was Rabbi Shua's Pircha and Rabbi Eliezer? But there's a bought it. What's the percha? How could you learn Asham Chatas? Chatas is L'mayla Mechot HaSikra. Maybe Asham is also L'mayla Mechot HaSikra. Mimachim Shabasa. Just like I'm learning Shalai L'shma by Asham, I could learn L'mayla Mechot HaSikra by Asham as well. So the Gemara says, no. You know why Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that? Elahainu time of Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Akoyin HaMechata Oysa. Oysa Dama Lemaila, Vein Dama Shal Acha Lemaila. He had a diuk in the parish of Lemaila Michot HaSikra, only the Chatas is Dama Lemaila. But the Gemara says, I Hachi Chatas Nami, the same Oysa that you have by Lemaila Michot HaSikra you have in the parish of Lishma. So it says Oysa, so why don't you say Oysa Lishma Ksheir Shalai Lishma Psula? Really, you can learn Asham from Chatas regarding Lemaila Michot HaSikra, but it says Oysa. Okay, say the same thing by Shalai Lishma. You want to learn Asham Shalai Lishma Psula from Chatas, but it says Oysa. The Gemara says, no, that Oysa is not a good oysa. You know why? Who oysa left Dafka? Doshayr Pesach. Because the Gemara left Pesach. Pesach, we know Shalei Lishma is also possible. Ayat says oysa. Elamai, oysa is not a real oysa. But the oysa of Lamayda Michot HaSikra is a real oysa. Because it's only Chatas. Gemara says it's not true. Hachanami left Dafka. Doshayr Oylosa Oif. Oylosa Oif is not a chata, so it's not oisa and also ma'ala mechata sikra. So both oilis have a shear. So why is this oisa better oisa than the other oisa? Says the Gemara, bezvicha mi'alei shayir midi. I hear. Oisa by l'mayla mechot ha-sikra is a good oisa. Because the only zevach, the only behemoth that calls l'mayla mechot ha-sikra is the chata. There's no other behemoth. Oilis a oif? Yeah, but that's an oif. That's not a zevach. But as it relates to the oisa of shalei l'shma, there's a zevach that shalei l'shma is possible in addition to the chatas. What is that? The Korban Pesach. So the Oysa of Shloi Lishma is not a real Oysa. That's why Rabbi Eliezer wasn't nispal from the Oysa. So he had a regular Ma Motzinu that Chatas is Baal Chet. So I think Asher maybe Shloi Lishma should be possible as well. But he never had a Havamina. He never had a Machshava that Asher should be Lamayla Michot HaSikra because he knew that it says Oysa and Oysa would exclude Asher. Iba Yisema, another way to be Mechalik between the two Oysas is Hamani Rabbi Eliezer Reb Shimini. You can always say Rabbi Eliezer held like Rabbi Eliezer Reb Shimini. Amar, hay makam l'chud v'hay makam l'chud. It's true that the Chatas was Lamayla Michot HaSikra and the Oilas Oif was Lamayla Michot HaSikra, but they were in different places Lamayla Michot HaSikra. The Tanya Tzabraisa, Dome Matach Toinim Nitnin Midam Chot HaSikra Ulamat. Val Yoinim Michot HaSikra Ulamat. Omer Rabbi Eliezer Reb Shimini, Bamed Var Ma'amurim Ba'ilas Oif. Aval Bechatas Behema, He Atz Me'in Nasa El Al Gufa Shol Keren. What we need is, Rabbi Elazar Shimon said, that within the world of the Ma'ala Michot HaSikra, there were two places. There was the place that the Oilas Oif was brought, and then there was the place that the Chatas Behema was brought. The bottom line is that the Oisa, as it relates to the Ma'ala Michot HaSikra, is a real Oisa. It's a real Oisa, number one, it's Memait all the Zvachim. Number two, even the Oilas Oif, that was also the Ma'ala Michot HaSikra, you could always say Rabbi Elazar holds Rabbi Elazar Shimon that it's not mamish in the same place. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar knew he never had a havamina to say that an osham's dam should be l'mayla michot hasikra like a chatos is, because he knew Isa was going to exclude it. Therefore, when Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Elazar mal chatos shekin dami l'mayla michot hasikra, what did Rabbi Elazar say? I hear, yeah, I hear. You're saying good. So we have to continue working, flesh out my yisoid. But he knew it couldn't just be a very simple mamatzinu, because he knew that there was a good kasha. Chatos is l'mayla. Why don't you say that just like you're being marbe Oshram Tichatas, that it's Shalei Lishma, as possible say to, that Oshram should be like Chatas, Dama Lamayim Chotas Sirkrav, Asa Shteit Oysa. I doesn't say Oysa by Shalei Lishma. Oysa Shalei Lishma is not a real Oysa, because there it said, good, we know Pesach is also possible, so you see it's not a real Oysa. That Oysa he wasn't Nispal from. It was this Oysa, Dafka, that he was Nispal from. Exhale.